Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Amesis Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Ayin Hey, Chapter 75, Blessing for the Good and for What Doesn't Feel Good. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do young people get stricken by cancer? Why does anyone get stricken by cancer? Why are there natural disasters like hurricanes and tsunamis that cause so much devastation in the world? Why do some struggle financially and some struggle with infertility and some struggle with mental health? We don't know, but there is a basic principle of emunah that Hashem only does good. Hashem's only agenda for each of us is absolutely, without exception, what is best, what is good for us. As human beings, we have a very narrow view of the world at large. Our understanding of why Hashem orchestrates the world as he does is extremely limited. I once heard the following mashal, analogy, that it's like opening up a 650-page novel on page 238, reading one paragraph and wondering why it doesn't make much sense. Well, of course it won't make sense. There were 237 pages of context before that single paragraph, and there are 412 pages of context to come. Pasuk Beis, Hodinu Lecha Elokim Hodinu. Rashi interprets this pasuk. We thank you, Hashem, for the good, and we also thank you, Hashem, for what we experience as bad. The Jewish people are incredible. Informed by Emunah, we strive to praise Hashem no matter what we experience. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, instructs us, Mivarech al hara'a me'ein al hatova, v'al hatova me'ein al hara'a. We say a bracha on the bad, just like we do on the good, and on the good, like we do on the bad. When we experience Hashem's goodness as good, we say, Baruch hatov v'hameitiv. And when we experience Hashem's goodness as, well, not very good, we still make a blessing and praise Hashem, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Responding to life in this manner takes real work. It's a tall order, but it's a reflection of the full story, that following our mashal of a 650-page novel, the author of our life and of the world at large, Hashem himself, has the full picture, and everything is being written and orchestrated to every last I and T with perfect goodness. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfego Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.